John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, look what the wind blew in.
Hi, Mr. Geary. I was wondering if you was needing any help this summer.
You're wasting your time here.
Well, you ain't got nothing. Nothing up on Brokeback.
Ain't got no work for you.
Hinsdale Moore ain't been around, has he?
You boys sure found a way to make the time pass up there.
Yeah.
Twist. You guys wasn't getting paid to leave the dogs babysit the sheep while you stem the rose. Now get the hell out of my trailer.
The Don and Mike Show.
You know, it is National Coming Out Day, Mike.
It is. We've talked about it before.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
One shot thing we got going on here.
It's nobody's business but ours.
No, I ain't queer.
Me neither.
Gay, 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 gay.
Time for another webisode of the Don and Mike program.
And that is another one of our made-up holidays now. Today is not even a holiday. It's just one of those things. It's National Coming Out Day.
Well, I think this is the most significance that it's had ever. It's the most publicity it's ever gotten. And as I was telling you before, a lot of people don't realize that before we were working on the radio together, we did some sheep herding. And it was, it was a way we used that summer before we started working together to get to know each other.
I ain't queer.
Me neither. You stem the rose. Please.
I'll tell you something. I stay on that movie. If I'm skipping channels, I stay with that movie.
Of course.
I'm curious that way.
Sure.
Boy.
Boy.
Yeah, sir.
How'd you break your back on that mountain, boy? It's on my regular TV.
What else was broken on that mountain? Do you want to share that with us?
And what excitement we have today.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Yeah, if you have any black football questions, just call my good friend Tony Banks.
That's a good point. Very clever, boys.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing very well. Thank you.
January 2007, Playboy is full of ESPN kind of crap talk from all those guys.
January 2007. Well, fortunately, Mike is one of those guys that has a subscription.
He may have it here.
And,
I have a subscription to Playboy.
And has them all.
I have October 2007.
Mike has them all boxed in his garage going all the way back to the mid-60s.
Yes.
Before they started,
very embarrassing when the kids find them.
Before they started showing hair down there.
That's right.
Mike's got them. Mm-hmm. Every one of them in its own little baggie. Mm-hmm.
And you've seen the many incarnations that Playboy has gone through. Now Playboy really, I mean, do you consider that a nudie magazine?
No, you know what that
That's
is?
That's something you could see at any beach.
That is something that I see, for instance, in Today's Man.
Or Maxim.
Right.
Yeah.
Maxim.
FHM.
I'll show you. That's an example.
That Mike just showed me from the current issue of Playboy,
right,
a chick laying on the beach, and she's showing nothing except one half of her coolie.
Right.
Her butt.
Right. That, to me, is not worth it.
She's laying on her stomach. She's not
now
even showing
anything.
Now,
that's a sexy picture.
No,
right,
this
there
is Penthouse. There, that's
entirely
different.
A sexy picture.
That's, right, that's Penthouse. That's,
that's
nice.
Very sexy, isn't it?
That's nice. She's
but
little,
I'll show you perfect.
She's a little scuzzy.
Right.
I'm just
Pamela's on the front of this one. Pamela Anderson.
I don't know if we have the January issue here in the studio with us.
Mike's going through some of his pornography.
Right.
It's not all
this
Playboy,
to me,
is it?
that's art.
That's the real stuff there. Yeah. That's the real thing there,
that's
boy.
That's Penthouse, right?
Yes, that's Penthouse letters.
Right.
But this is not Penthouse. The regular magazine won't have this stuff in it.
Huh.
They don't have any of that stuff, I don't think, anymore.
Mike was just showing me a picture of two girls that were doing something to a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
One on one side, one on the other.
I see.
It's nice. I've seen it in films.
I like it when the lady looks at the camera like that.
Yes.
You know? I just
yeah
wish, what happened to Penthouse and Playboy? I mean, when did they, was it the success of Maxim and all those magazines where they started to mellow out a little bit instead of getting, what they should have done is gotten dirtier?
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Did you ever yourself just from reading text?
Yes. Oh, of course. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
We talked about it on the old show way back when, the Herod experiment.
That I'm not alone. No. I'm talking about not when you were a kid. I'm talking about like with the letters from Playboy, letters to Penthouse.
Right. Yeah. Like in my adult life?
Yeah. I have. It hasn't been for a long time, but I have.
I mean, the deal is I could have read something that would get me going and then.
I remember what it would be. There would be one particular passage, one or two paragraphs. Mm-hmm. And sometimes if you're holding that little paperback, right. It was real hard to bend the book backwards so the spine would break enough so it would be open just on
so
those.
So you could actually continue to read as.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Boy.
Yep, know all about it.
You know, I'm really trying to think specifically about this, and I'm thinking that I probably did that after something that I read got me going. But maybe I did read it as I was going along.
I remember actually doing that at one point thinking, I think a lot of times, if God's looking down, he's just, this is going to be in a blooper reel for my life when I get up there. And that one, that's one that's truly, God's going to put that on the big screen for everyone to watch, hosted by Tom Bergeron, because it's going to be me sitting in a chair, one leg over the left, one leg over the right.
Too much.
Holding a book.
That was when we passed critical mass with information.
Holding a book with my left hand, trying to read and concentrate.
Right.
And
when you mentioned the one leg over the right leg of the chair, the other leg over the paint a picture of some sort of OBGYN setting, you know.
God's blooper reel.
God's blooper wheel with Don Geronimo pleasuring himself with more stars on Doing It with the Stars. I'm Tom Bergeron.
I'm having a real tough time getting that out of my mind right now. You know, when women do that,
yes,
there's something I think very erotic about it.
Well, of course.
The idea of seeing a guy do that, especially a guy, you know, an average guy doing that. Right. In the average setting.
The best contest that we ever did.
Oh, one of the greatest.
The J.O. contest, where we ask people to send us videos.
Just their faces.
Of just their faces. Mm-hmm. I think we maybe only had two contestants.
It was fantastic.
That actually entered, and it was before the advent of YouTube.
Right.
And back then was the days when we were constantly saying, we're going to have a website any day.
Right.
And when we get a website, we're going to put this up on the website.
And I remember the guy with the glasses.
Oh, he looked like Joe Gibbs.
He did look like Joe Gibbs. And it was, and we realized right away how little erotic value it had. That it was really just disturbing and gross.
Here's another one that's gonna make you want to sit up and just clear your throat for a second. Janet said to me while watching me play a spirited game of Madden.
Yes,
she said that while playing the video game, I make many of the same faces as I make while we have sex.
Really,
that makes sense.
She said,
"Really,
you should see yourself because a lot of times when I play Madden, I stand up."
Right.
She said, you should see yourself as you stand and you lean and you work that joystick. The look on your face many times is just like when we are, you know, humping.
Get her done.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a video of that, you know, or see you playing Madden.
Just the face.
With that, because I always think of the stereotype of a video gamer. Just sitting there with kind of that blank expression with your eyes, just total concentration as you're going. You get animated when you're playing?
Yeah, I'm sure I do. I would love to take a video of my face while I was achieving and take a video of my face while I was playing Madden and put them on two separate screens and analyze them just with you, Mike, on National Coming Out Day.
I think that's a wonderful idea, Don. And let me just move the trash can over a little closer as I think about that. And think how you'd feel if I say, I'd like to take a videotape of me while achieving. That is, you know, even as much as I don't like to look at you when that's happening.
I'm your friend. I'd watch if you asked me.
And I would watch. I would watch. Yes, sirree. God, my voice always goes when I drink before the show.
Hello. Yelling, you've been
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
In honor of National Coming Out Day, a special, who would you do?
Right.
Rip Taylor or Paul Lynde?
You know, you really ought to. I mean, I'm not averse to doing the same sex, who would you do? But that's just not a good one. You got one guy that's deceased and one guy that's very much alive.
I would do the dead guy, as always.
I'd
all
do,
in.
I'd do Rip. I just like the mustache.
I just like necrophilia.
A legitimate.
There, I've said it.
I've got a totally legit. Who would you do? Okay. Those two guys in that movie we were playing the clip from. Would you do Jake Gyllenhaal or Heath Ledger?
Same difference, I think.
Yeah.
Those guys are kind of interchangeable.
Oh, in your dreams, same difference.
Well, yeah.
One's blonde, one's brunette.
That boy gayed in a handbag full of rainbows.
One's a little stockier. One's just kind of skinny.
Yeah.
One has like a unibrow. The other has beautiful brows.
Would you like to drape one leg over each chair while you tell the rest of the story?
Heath Ledger. All the way. Jake Gyllenhaal. Not interesting to me.
I know you don't normally do three choices in Who Would You Do, but right. Could you please throw in Randy Quaid?
Oh, Randy Quaid. We'll throw the other guys out then.
And Cousins?
That's all me.
Cousins!
Don the Colonel.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Radio God.
Hello.
Hey, if you have any general pirate or swashbuckling questions, you could call my good friend Douglas Fairbanks.
Ooh!
That is so old but
get
funny.
Out of here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's just funny working Douglas Fairbanks into a show in 2007.
Using the word swashbuckling.
I have swashbuckling.
Points for that.
Who is Douglas Fairbanks Jr.? Why do I remember that as well?
Oh, well, that's the son, and he was also in the...
Duh, but why do I remember that name as being as important?
They're roughly the same guy. They did the same roles. Doug Fairbanks, like he's my friend. Uh-huh. Douglas Fairbanks was mostly a silent star. Douglas Fairbanks Jr. did talkies.
And they have the pencil-thin mustache.
Yes, right, and yeah. Delightful, crisp diction.
They all had the phony British accents that made sure that they would be in the movies.
Pirate movies.
Hello.
Pirate movies, right?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, brother.
Oh, boy. Oh, it's the tape guys. Is the Fred Rogers guy?
I'm Hulk Hogan.
Hey, what's happening, Hulk?
Hi, Hulk.
Sylvester Stallone wants you to appear in his next Rocky movie.
Tell him, no way.
I'll give you $10,000.
I don't think there's enough money in the world that would make me be in that movie.
Hey, man, let's go out tonight.
Let's do. I'm hungry.
Let's meet at the Red Onion at 7 o'clock.
That'd be a good idea. It's a fantastic idea on National Coming Out Day.
Well, I could set you up with Hiro Matsuda, this Japanese guy.
How about some popcorn?
Listen, I'm serious. I want to take you out.
Do you really, Hulkster?
No such luck.
Oh, you're goofing on me.
I'm going to be there tomorrow, and I'm going to work out with you. I want to show you a few things.
Oh, wow.
Maybe he could take you to the movies.
I'll bet.
We're going to piss off a lot of people who want to see us wrestle.
Is Lady Elaine there?
I'm madly in love with you.
This may not be the same guy. This might be a different soundboard guy.
I think it's the same
this
guy.
This is great, though, on National Coming Out Day.
I want you to come up north next week. I'm going to go out and buy a house. I'm going to get you an engagement ring, and hopefully you'll think about moving to Minnesota.
Do you mean that you want us to be gay with you?
I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
Yes. The answer is a resounding yes.
What do you think?
I think it's great.
How can you possibly choose between Mike and myself? Do you have room for both of us?
Let's do it.
Hey, how about this? Our dreams come true.
Would you move to Minnesota so we can get married there the first chance we get?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah, hell yeah, let's go.
Let's go. Hey, can we stem the rose?
Who's got the largest arms in the world, brother?
He got excited with that.
We have talked on the phone during the holidays. I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
Can we have phone sex?
What?
I'd like to have phone sex with you.
Okay.
You're my man, Hulk.
Yes.
You're right.
Yeah.
That's for damn sure.
Hulk, do you put one leg on over one chair arm and the other leg over another chair arm?
Uh-uh, brother.
Okay, brother.
All right, brother.
No, I think I'm bigger than you.
Oh, my.
We'll be playing that game, won't we? The sausage game.
I bet you are.
Let's meet at the Red Onion at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, we'll do.
Well, I could set you up with Hiro Matsuda, this Japanese guy.
All right, we're starting to cycle through the same tapes again now.
Do you want to take Hiro Matsuda?
Sure.
I'll break you in half like a little toothpick.
I'll take Hiro Matsuo, Mike.
That gives me the Hulkster.
My head was huge, all right.
Oh, now, we don't need that kind of detail.
Bye!
That's a gay Hulk Hogan.
Outstanding. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, I know this is a little weird, but I'll do Jason Lee if the opportunity is there. I mean, that's good.
What?
All right, guys, just making a statement. He would do Jason Lee if the opportunity was
there. This is great now that we are causing heterosexual men to come out and admit their attraction to other men on National Coming Out Day. I think that's very healthy.
Well, the picture that Mike gave me, it's all sticky now. I need a new one.
Oh, okay. All right. That was a little more information than I needed.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
This is Donnie Simpson calling for Don and Mike, the radio gods.
It's amazing how Donnie Simpson sounds like John Facenda. This is Donnie Simpson.
Heard you were having some black issues.
Yes, we were, Donnie.
Radio gods, I love you guys.
Thank you.
Hey, what a great shtick you have. Get out of here.
Bye!
You idiot.
What a great sketch.
Guy does that. He's like, hey, yeah.
Just kidding, Don and Mike. I really love you guys. Glad to be of service.
I'm not really Donnie Simpson. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
There's a photographer looking for models. It's called the Orgasm Project. And it sounds like he stole your idea.
Oh, are you talking about, is this a project where someone takes pictures simply of someone's face?
Simply of someone's face at the moment of achievement.
And is the photographer there when this happens?
Oh, he's taking pictures.
Don't like, answer that ad.
Is this like an Annie Leibovitz book, like one of those avant-garde coffee table books?
Well, it's apparently he thinks it's true art, I suppose. If you Google it, Orgasm Project, you could probably find it.
All right. Thank you, honey.
Don't you think it'd be a pretty cheap way for a dirty photographer to get away with it?
Are you going to be a model?
Oh, yeah. And I want Frank Herzog to be my photographer. And I want him to say that I'm moving left to right on your radio dial.
Way to go. And as soon as the moment comes, he says, way to go, quarterback.
Got a break. Come right back. And we will be talking to... there's no nicer way to put it. Huh? The lady that was hit by the car by the guy on the show that we all love with the Bruce Almighty guy.
What's her name on the show? Do we know?
Meredith.
Meredith from The Office. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.